对，好的，妹，我要去搜一搜。然后呢？I mean, there's another thing the other day about they're going to start putting photographs of diseased organs on their beer bottles and cig packets. You know, so they've got a Puritan thing to think of it. Well, this is the supposed
what?
Bulletin. Surprise thing that they have from today.
You've got to remember, this is what I saw in Northern Ireland as we were coming home. Our equity is your future. It was actually on a poster, on a, you know, a building of new homes that nobody's ever going to go to anymore.
The building of new homes, the other way you go to central Manchester these days.
Right. And
it's very altered, isn't it, from the past. What a building.
Every time I go back, well, I live there, I'm going. You only get to go away for 3 weeks and it's changed. You know, they're building up. You know. It's the same all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop.
Do you think it affects the place? When its fabric is altered?
I don't know. I think it's going to be set up for people who aren't going to be there. So, at the moment, it's set up for 30,000 BBC employees who can't buy it for it. And there's businessmen who can't make enough to throw them out. So they're going to end up with a lot of dough like sitting in Manchester. Or Man United footballers.
Or empty.
Yeah. Well, they're all empty now, but they keep building them. But it's not uncommon anywhere I go now. Being a big time, big head singer, you know, I go all over the joint now. Same in Rotterdam, same in Zagreb, same in to keep building and stuff.
Was it the same in Zagreb as we took this earlier on? Was that altered a lot? Because you're doing the book as well.
It's not like McDonald's, it's just property, buying property for future generations. But luckily, to get back to your first point, I haven't got any future generations to talk. Because they're all dead. No, that's what people do here, you know. Are you following me? No, I'm insane. People buy McDonald's and things like that, and apartments, so they could leave them to the grandchildren and shit like that.
Who do you think is responsible for this then?
I'm not really interested. Next question.
Okay. So who would be mentioned here? Grandad and your dad, who are in the book.
What?
Your grandad and your dad.
You're not scouser, yeah, wasn't you? What about your brother? What was he? Was he like seven Liverpool supporters or more?
Not a great footballer family, really. Here we are in the South Bank.
Sometimes Liverpool and Manchester people have a bit of a clash.
But, was wondering what they would have thought of you here in the South Bank in London. You know, just,
what, here?
Yeah.
It's all right, I've been here before.
What would they have thought of them? Jack and Fred, what would they have made of? There was an academic conference, wasn't there, recently, about before? There was like an academic conference people were making.
Look, you're supposed to interview me, it's not the fucking royal family, don't fucking get on with the fucking interview.
Alright, I'll tell you what. There was one thing about the book left out of the psychic.
Right, get on with it.
Straight weird.
Rouse.
Look. Straight weird.
Right.
Straight weird. What's straight weird?
The word I made up.
So what does it
mean? I usually make a lot of words up.
Do you think that the more sort of with it society is meant to get, that there's more straight weird people around and not enough proper weird people around? They should be separated, the straight and the weird, like.
What?
Some people should be straight, and some people go on the wheel.
But you were talking about punks as well, weren't you? You had a lot of punks with straight wheels.
Oh, straight wheels.
You made it up. I'm asking you to have one.
No, straight wheels means people who pretend to be weird, who aren't, who in fact are straight. And you beat them all the time.
Did you find a lot of the punks were like that?
Yeah.
You look at somebody like, you know, they sort of manufacture this sort of form of weirdness. I feel quite sorry for them.
Yeah. Is this the way you got a lot of punks back together now, haven't you? Carrying on.
There's a lot of punk crews back together, yeah. They've reformed, yeah. It's on the telly every fucking day, yeah. Punk drops.
Do you not think, though, that, I mean, on the other hand, this, it's still, I mean, it brings pleasure to people, this, doesn't it? What is so inherently wrong with it, you know?
What's wrong with
what? The Buzzcocks reforming, for example, isn't it?
Groups as well, the searchers as well.
You're a fan of that, aren't you?
Eh?
Searchers.
I like the searchers, yeah. Don't like the Buzzcocks. Never mind that.
There was another thing in there, but you're quite big on instilling tension, aren't you, into groups. To instill tension into your groups. Instill tension. Is this thing working?
Tension.
Oh, you're going to the back. Have you ever tried having a nice group? You know, where everything's all friendly.
I've always got.
I'm not.
You never said you've always had a nice group.
I mean, Liverpool groups, for instance, they all live together a lot and play the right music. No, nothing wrong with that.
It was
a bit and all that, no. I personally don't like to live with people. I live with people, I work with them. You know, I've got enough of looking at the faces in a van, you know, for 2 hours.
I was listening to that track, A Bastardo.
Right.
It seemed like that was an experiment in the yeah. Tech. You know, you're playing the...